Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth. Let's get our weekly update now with a caretaker boss, Chris Barker. Chris, first of all, let's start off with saying congratulations, staying on as the role of manager until the end of the season now.
Yeah, very, very happy with that. I've been doing it 2 months, I think, now, so very, very happy to extend it. We're on a fantastic run, so very pleased. Hopefully I can finish the job that started 2 months ago.
And obviously gives the club a little bit more stability, doesn't it, without that hanging over who's going to be the boss until the end of the season?
I think so, yeah. We've sort of been waiting probably the last couple of weeks to decide what the situation was. I spoke to the board the last few days and we've agreed to extend it to the end of the season. So I think from sort of point of view from the fans, the club, the players, my point of view as well, that we've all agreed everything to continue the end. We don't want to sort of rock the boat and start messing things up, but we're on a good run and hopefully that'll continue.
And also you're able to put more of your plans into action now.
Yes, I've sort of been doing probably day to day, week to week at the moment, but now we've agreed with this, we plan for the rest of the season. We can plan days in, days off, the games, situations, injuries, more loans if we need to bring people in. So yeah, we can plan more to the end of the season now.
Now, the past week you've had two matches, one away to Macclesfield, one at home to Halifax. Both ended up draws, so two valuable points, I would say, because Macclesfield riding high in the league, they're pushing up for that playoff place. It was a goalless draw last Saturday away.
We did really well, but we were sort of looked back at the game and we were probably disappointed not to win the game. To go to a team who's third in the league, I think only lost once at home all season, to come in with at least a point and be disappointed not to get, I think we've come far. And then obviously on Tuesday night, thought we dominated the first half, but they come strong in the second half and probably dominated the second half. So happy with 2 points out of two games, but could have been probably a bit more if luck went our way. But yeah, it continued. But I think them two will be both in the top six end of the season.
Yeah, you mentioned Tuesday night as a 1-1 draw at home to Halifax, going 1-0 up in the 27th minute. Antonio Germain getting that goal. But as you say, Halifax come back into it. But again, they're higher than you in the league. So again, it was going to be a tough fixture, but good result.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be tough. They're a big, strong, organised team. Very, very good on set pieces. We took a lead in the first half, and Brett's chance in the first half when he pulled a great save off. If that's gone in, it might have been 2-0 and game over. But credit to them, they kept going and kept going, and I think they've got 2, 3, 4 games in hand. So they will be in the probably top three end of the season.
And you mentioned a good run of form you're on at the moment, undefeated so far since you've taken over. This Saturday, home against Southport. You're currently in 18th and 45 points. Southport 19th and 38 points. Shot 9 points by the relegation zone, so not quite out the mire yet, but hopefully a good game on Saturday and almost a 6-pointer.
It is, yeah. We've talked about it again, talking about cup finals. If we do get 3 points, we'll make a big difference. It's not make or break yet, but it will make a big difference. But they're on a nice little run as well. I think they're 5 points from 3 games. They've kept 3 clean sheets in the last 3 games, so I think it's going to be a very, very tight game. Both teams are on good runs, so it should be a good game. But hopefully we can get 3 points before two hard away games in the next few weeks.
Injury worries, concerns for Saturday?
Yeah, we've got a few at the moment. We obviously got a few missing training this morning, sort of more relaxed training for the boys who have played a lot of games, more intense for the boys who haven't been playing. But yeah, we've got 2 or 3, 4 injuries from the other night, so we'll see what the situation is in the next 48 hours.
And the past week as well, Danny East has extended his loan with the club.
He has, but he's actually gone back. He's gone back now. He got called back yesterday, so he did really well for us Tuesday night. He's done really well for us over the last 6, 7 games he's played. So unfortunately, yeah, Danny's been called back, so we've lost Danny. But good luck to Dan to get back into the Portsmouth team. It's an opportunity for somebody else to come into our team.
As you mentioned, a big game then Saturday at home against Southport. Good to get 3 points if you can, but obviously it'd be good to get a good crowd to get that 12th man behind you.
Yeah, I thought they were very good first half. They were getting behind us, they were singing. Unfortunately, we sort of dropped back and we got pinned in probably in the second half, but I thought the fans were very good, especially the first half, and I know what they can do, and if we can get probably 2,000 on Saturday, get right behind us and hopefully push us on. We've got a few tired boys as well at the moment, but hopefully with a crowd behind us, you get another 10% energy and push us on to 3 points.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll turn up as well now that they know that you're going to be staying on as manager to the end of the season.
Yeah, hopefully, and I've said since day one I've been here, 18 months, that they've been fantastic with me. I give 100% hopefully in every game. And they've always supported me, and hopefully that'll continue as long as it can. We know we're going to lose a game eventually, of course we are, but hopefully this run will continue. And if we do get 3 points on Saturday, we nearly got to the magic 50 points that we sort of wanted from the start.
All right, fantastic. Chris, thanks for joining us. Good luck, Saturday.
Thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly chat and update with the boss man, Chris Barker, here on Shots Radio.